In this week's parasha, we have a very interesting conversation between Yaakov and his wives. Yaakov has been working for Laban for 20 years, and Laban's been cheating him, and Hashem helps him to succeed against Laban. And Yaakov sees that his brothers-in-law are jealous of him, and his father-in-law is jealous of him. And Hashem appears to Yaakov and says, it's time to go back. Go pay your dues. You promised me you'd bring sacrifices on the Temple Mount. You have to go back and fulfill your vow. So Yaakov calls out his wives to have a conversation about whether they should leave. What would we expect the conversation should how should it go? We would expect Yaakov Avinu to say, God told me to go. I think we have to go. That's not what happens. Yaakov Avinu tells his wives, I see the way your father looks. He's not treating me the way he used to. And you guys know, he says to his wives, I worked for your father so hard. I invested all my strength. And your father, he tricked me. And he keeps switching my wages. So he keeps telling them, things are so hard here. Things are so bad here. And by the way, I had this vision where Hashem told me to go back to Israel. What's going on here? How do they answer him? We would expect them to answer him and say, God said so, go. That's not what happens. What do they answer him? They say to him, "Hallo nochiot nechshavnu lo ki mecharanu." You know our father. He didn't treat us like daughters. He treated us like strangers. He had to make a profit off of marrying us off. Vayochal gam achol et kaspeinu, and he's even now trying to take anything we own. They keep giving him good reasons why it's time to go, and then they say, okay, God said so, of course we should go. Excuse me, these are the pious people talking here. Why are they talking that way? So Rabbi Feinstein said they're teaching us a concept of intellectual honesty. It's very easy to walk into a conversation and say, God said so, let's do it. When a person is honest, they begin by putting their biases on the table. They begin by saying, I want to. It's in my interest. There's a reason why it makes sense for me. After they've been honest and explained what's good for them, then they say, and God said so. It's the honesty of Yaakov. It's the honesty of Rachel and Leah. Their honesty is to first say, I have to be honest. From my perspective, this is what I want. Let me explain to you why. Now, I also, God told me, so we should do it. But there's the honesty factor. Let me show people where my biases lie. After I've done that, I can also declare what Hashem said. We have to take this to mind. Sometimes we stand behind the concept, the Torah says so, it's a mitzvah to do so, when really we have a bias in the story. And so we have to learn from Yaakov Avinu to be honest. This is my bias, and this is what Hashem said. Yaakov puts it on the table, and his wives answer him in kind. Shabbat Shalom.